spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The eternal life. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available for the presentation of The Eternal Life, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our drama today by Morton Wishengrad is entitled The Singing Valley and is based on the first-hand story told by Yehudit Simhanit of the Council of Working Women in Palestine. Featured as the narrator is Virginia Payne.
Springs are Nahalal, sweeter than the nightingale, the field swallow sings. The black iris spills wild across the valley, and if you look, you will see the first anemones reddening on the hills. The day breaks wet with morning dew, and the night hangs a candelabrum of stars. It is my valley, Emek Jezreel. The valley of Esdraelon, it goes down from Haifa in the land of Israel. It is a singing valley. Evenings when the houses lay white in the moon, and watchmen stand in the cottage shadows of the settlement, a gush of singing begins at Shaar HaMa'arikim in the north and continues beyond Beth Alf in the south. Emek Jezreel is singing, singing Ashrei HaIsh. We have borne our sheaves unto the hills of Zion to make way for the redeemed who come streaming into the land. And you would call me Judith, but here I am known as Yehudit. 25 years ago, I came to the valley. It was forbidding and desolate. The soil eroded and like flint. The swamps stagnant and malarial. The sun pitiless over a landscape never compromised by even a single tree. I remember the day we came, pioneers. A brave name for frightened young people from Russia and Poland. We felt the sun. We touched the soil. We smelled the stagnation of the swamp. And my brother Levi and David, whom I was to marry, stood with me almost without voice for speech.
I'm thirsty. Just to look gives you a thirst. Levi.
What, David?
The canteen.
Sorry. Help yourself.
You drink first, Yehudit.
David, where did this water come from?
The spring. The spring that feeds the swamp. The Arab who showed it to me said it was good water.
I'm thirsty, David, but I'll drink the water after it's boiled.
Yehudit, we mustn't be squeamish here.
Levi's right. The Arab says he and his family always drink it.
Ibrahim, that's his name, isn't it?
Well?
While you and the others were talking with him, I saw his children. Bellies were swollen.
You can't blame that on the water.
Oh, perhaps not. Their eyes were inflamed, oozing. Perhaps you can't blame that on the water either, but let's boil whatever we drink, David.
It's a lot of trouble, Yehudit.
It takes a lot of trouble to live, especially here. I spoke to Ibrahim's wife. She told me a proverb of the valley. It takes 4 dead babies to make 1 live baby. 4 out of 5 babies die.
Yehudit, our children will live.
Will they? There's the water.
We shan't quarrel about that. The water will be boiling.
There's the swamp.
We'll drain it.
And the malaria. You can't drain malaria.
We've got petroleum for spraying the larvae.
Who is going to do all this?
We are, Yehudit. You and Levi and I and all the others.
And where will we live? What will we eat while that is being done?
David, perhaps we've made a mistake to come here. We can still go back.
Is that what you want, Yehudit?
I want to be with you, David.
I want to stay here.
Why?
Because.
That's a child's answer.
I know.
Because of what, David?
You'd smile if I told you.
I won't smile.
I felt the way you did this morning. Then I looked there, toward the mountain. Do you know that mountain?
No.
That's Gilboa. Saul died there and Jonathan. And Levi, where your eyes are turned, maybe that's where Amos stood in Tekoa.
That's why you want to stay here.
I told you you'd smile.
I'm not smiling.
Yehudit, I want you to stay with me.
I'm not sure, David.
Make peace with yourself, Yehudit. Say to yourself, this is where I must stay. Then it will come easy.
You told yourself that?
All morning. This is where I must stay. Say it yourself. Say, once long ago, when King David was king, Gideon gathered his men at Gilboa. All once was different. There were trees growing and flocks pasturing. There was milk and honey. Say it yourself, Yehudit. Once it was different.
Yes, David. Once it was different.
And once again it will be different. Say that, Yehudit.
Once again it will be different.
It is. Only a hope.
All right, Levi, it is a hope. And a hope can be a job to do. That's the only way to make peace with yourself. Excuse me. I'm going to borrow a pan to boil the water.
David was right. Every hope is a job to do. Only we never dreamed how large the task was. The sun was our enemy. The soil was our enemy. The standing water breeding mosquitoes was our enemy. There was no softness for us, no favorable aspect. Only labor, hard labor, unremitting. You had to be strong in order to live and to work. I married David on the 6th day of Elul. On the 7th day of Elul, we went on our honeymoon.
Congratulations, Yehudit. This is your hammer.
They were building a road from Nazareth to Haifa, a road of stone through a land of sand. David and Levi joined the men swinging pickaxes, and I went to the women who were crushing stone for gravel.
You can work beside me if you wish.
Thank you, Yona.
The general object is to make little rocks out of big ones, like this. All you need is a dull mind and a large muscle. Try it. Amateurish. Fit more with a wrist. Well, the technique could be improved, but the big rock made little rocks, so why complain?
How long do I keep this up?
Till the road's built.
And, how long will that be, Yona?
I'm an optimist. I think it can be done in 2.5 years.
Oh.
If you don't care for the work, I can manage to get you transferred to the detail at draining the swamp.
Oh, I don't think so.
Or would you prefer to carry bags of fertilizer on your shoulders?
Hardly.
Come to think of it, Yehudit, you and I are aristocrats of labor.
So it seems.
Then what are you waiting for, aristocrat? Swing your hammer!
Ach, was ich erlebe und nach die Schelpe und der Voll im Tag. Ach, was
song of the road builders. Ach, Patish. The hammer beats, the trough of pitch boils, the press levels new roads to the sand. So shall we conquer the desert and desolation. It required 2 years to build the road between Haifa and Nazareth. And for 2 years, the hammer became an extension of my arm. We lived in the tent, David and I. We owned nothing. What we had, we shared with the others. We were working together for Zion, romantics who were prisoners of a wonderful daydream. And never did people engage in a collective daydream under more adverse circumstances. For the enemy was constant and unremitting. The enemy attacked each day after sunset. The enemy came in on a small sound, which magnified between the hills an almost extinguished sound of life itself.
I told you I'd get him.
All right, lady. If you're tired of playing, you can lie back on your pillow.
I'm not playing, David. I've made myself a vow to attend to every mosquito in Emek Jezreel, personally.
Stop bragging and lie down. Headache?
Headache. I don't remember
anything.
I don't remember anything like it. Why am I yawning so much?
It's a symptom.
Of what?
The cold stage of malaria. Yawning, headache, lassitude, then chills, then fever, then the sweating.
How do you know so much?
I read a book.
You're a sadist.
Why?
Having fun with my symptoms.
Your symptoms? It's hardly an exclusive disease. I had chills this morning. So did Yehudit. That's quite a happy thought, Levy. Yehudit has malaria. And Yehudit is going to have a baby.
Years, 98% of the pioneers came down with malaria. Quinine helped, but not enough. During the day, while we labored under the sun, the mosquitoes were quiescent as though biding their time. But after sunset, they attacked. We screened ourselves as best we could in our tents. We sprayed the swamps with petroleum. We sent out parties of men and women to dig drainage ditches, to dig canals. But there are always enough mosquitoes to lance skin and plant a deadly parasite in the bloodstream. And then it came. The lassitude, the cold, the blue skin, the burning internal temperature, the nausea, the flushes, the sweat. And we worked between paroxysms of malaria. 98% of the men and women in Emek Jezreel. And this is how I bore my first child, between attacks of fever.
Yehudit, the wagon will be here in half an hour.
Yes, Dave.
Haifa isn't so far away. I'll come to see you at the hospital.
David, will the baby live?
It's a foolish question.
Four out of every five babies. Remember what Ibrahim's wife told me.
The baby will be all right. You're not going to a midwife who doesn't even know to scrub dirt away from her fingers. You've been given prenatal care. Your baby will live, Yehudit.
All right.
May I come in?
Oh, of course, Levy.
The wagon is ready. I thought you'd like to know.
Yes.
We'll carry you.
I can walk.
Not with malarial fever, you can't. I'll put you in the chair, and Levy and I can use the chair as a stretcher.
Yehudit.
Yes.
Yehudit, you'll be all right. There isn't anything to worry about.
She isn't a child, Levy. She understands.
David, she's my sister. It isn't worth it. Too much pain here. Nothing comes easily. It's no good. David, why don't we admit it can't be done?
It can be done, Levy.
Don't make stump speeches. No one's listening.
But we're doing it.
We're scarecrows. We've lost.
Listen, lady, listen. There was no road. You and I and Yehudit and the others, we made a road. It became better. There was no tent. We put up the tent. It became better, didn't it? Yehudit and I have been alone. Tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, there will come a child. That will be better, won't it? Now there are 15 in our group. And then there will be 20, and then 35 and 50. And that will be better, won't it? Come, lady. Help me carry her to the wagon, so she can be taken to Haifa to have her baby.
Beyond understanding. I had malaria. My husband had malaria. But my son was born. And when he was 5 years old, he too had malaria. Chronic malaria, the doctor called it. And yet he lived. Because a wonderful thing came to us from America.
Look, Yehudit. A case of condensed milk.
I wonder if in America you knew what it meant. A malarial mother no longer had to nurse her child. And so both child and mother became stronger. There was a second wonderful thing. All our days we lived in tents. But a tent is a meager thing. Your shoulders stooped automatically until you became a postured question mark. There was no wall to hang a picture. No shelves for a cup or a book or a piece of colored cloth. And so David celebrated our son by building a hut of thatch. A hut with four walls.
Well, what do you think, Yonah?
Well, logical thought. You're a filthy aristocrat.
You're jealous.
Of a man? Don't be stupid. Men are overrated creatures.
I will tell Levy.
You leave Levy to me. Poor boy suffered enough.
Tell me, Yonah, when you and Levy are married, if he's so foolish, will you have a hut of thatch or a tent?
Oh, a tent keeps out the rain.
But you can stand erect in a hut. You can assume a normal posture.
A tent keeps out the sun.
The Hudit will hang a picture on the wall. As soon as I get some lumber, I'm going to build a window.
Nonsense.
I lit a candle and placed it in the window. The first candle in the first window of Emet Jezreel. And our tent has become a hut. And our hut a home. And our home a lighthouse for the people of the valley. The valley brightened. One window, one candle. But it was something. It was something also that the seedlings we had planted had taken root, that leaves appeared. Green leaves to brighten the grayness and to promise shade against the sun. Singing down the valley, and there was dancing. They danced, and they sang, Achshav, Achshav, Be'emek Yisrael, home at last in the valley of Jezreel. After that, it seemed that the singing never stopped in the valley. The children came. The trees grew higher. The tents became huts. The huts became houses. And there were new projects.
Yehudi? I want you to meet your new disciple. This is Gamaliel the rooster.
How do you do, Gamaliel?
He's a very friendly bird.
So I see.
Gamaliel's in charge of 12 pullets and 2 hens we've just acquired. You're in charge of Gamaliel.
Like a general.
Oh, no. Gamaliel's the general.
Oh.
You're the vice president in charge of generals.
Yona, I think you ought to know that all I know about chickens is what I eat.
We're not far ahead of you. You'll find grain in this bin.
Do you think he's hungry?
Men are always hungry. Which reminds me, Levy and I are going to be married.
Oh, it took him a long time.
Don't be silly. I asked him. As a matter of fact, I told him. Oh, Gamaliel, no one's talking to you.
Bad lady, is she?
For our first cow?
She's a little on the scrubby side.
We'll do better later. But this cow is the beginning of the first dairy in Amic Jezreel.
Where are you going, lady?
To the fish factory.
Good morning.
Good morning, Yona.
Now we'll start all over again. Where are you going, lady?
To the fish factory, my dear.
Ah, putting a new twist on it. Say it again.
Fish factory.
Isn't that nice?
It's just the swamp.
Why don't you say so?
Well, it's a different kind of swamp.
Oh.
In fact, it isn't a swamp anymore. We've cleaned it, we've deepened it, and we've given it a supply of running water. And we've put some fish in. Yona, we're going to breed fish.
Well, chickens, cows, why not fish?
There's no reason why it shouldn't work. We'll supply the other settlement with fish. Maybe they can supply us with other things.
Know something, lady?
Hmm?
I think the Valley of Jezreel is here to stay. The valley has grown. Now, once again, we have come to the season of Hanukkah. My children and Yona's children, they light their candles for Judah Maccabee and for the soldiers of Israel who cleansed the holy temple of Jerusalem and in that time rebuilt the Holy Land. And all over the village there is singing. And our children, firm-fleshed, tanned, their eyes bright, children of farmers, children of shepherds and dairymen, children of Maccabees who conquered deserts and malarial swamps. Our children light many candles.
And now we present Mrs. Israel Goldstein, President of the Pioneer Women of America, speaking from Philadelphia. Mrs. Goldstein.
Hanukkah in Palestine is primarily a children's holiday. For the 8 days of its duration, schools are closed, and celebrations of all kinds are in order. Chiefly, the holiday is the festival of light. Huge menorahs grace the tops of the tallest towers and buildings, and Hanukkah lights are set at windows for all to see. Tel Aviv, the all-Jewish city, is literally aglow with light. Candlelight and torchlight parades of children, and grown-ups too, mark the traditional observance. And plays, charades, Concerts, games are all part of the festivities. The traditional game of chance is the dreidel, made of the native olive wood with Hebrew characters. It is, of course, no foreign novelty in Palestine, but their very own native game. The Hebrew letters Nun, Gimel, He, Shat, Shin stand for the words Nes Gadol Hayasham, a great miracle happened there. Play about Judah Maccabee and his brothers last year. This year, it was no make-believe, but the imagination which stirred the child Judahs in previous years gives them a sense of reality this year, a feeling of continuity in the land of their ancestors, and a sense of belonging to that soil and the soil belonging to them. This year, 2,112 years after the Maccabean struggle, the story of Hanukkah has been and is being reenacted in Palestine, the land of the Maccabees, where first the lights of dedication were kindled. Palestine, the land of the Maccabees, where Chalutzim and Chalutzot, pioneers who dared, like David and Yehudit, to build the Singing Valley, the workers and defenders who envisaged the redemption of the country and dedicated themselves to the task of making of it a land flowing with milk and honey. Yehudit's first candle in the first window in the Emek has cast its glow of light and warmth throughout the land, embracing the modern miracle of rebirth and recreation that has there been wrought. Palestine, the land of the Maccabees, has itself become the lamp of dedication, sending out its glowing message of hope and faith to all of suffering Jewry. A people small in number, but great in spirit and in courage, they have throughout the centuries told and retold the Maccabean story, clinging fast to the belief, She'asa nisim la'avotenu, that he who has performed miracles for our fathers will perform them for us too. Nun gimel he'shin, nes gadol hayasham. Next year, perhaps, there will be a companion piece. Nun gimel hei pei, nes gadol hayapo. A great miracle happened here. The Jewish state will be a fact, and the Hanukkah lights will spread their rays throughout the year, making clearer and more visible the path for Palestine and for the rest of the world to peace.
Thank you, Mrs. Goldstein. Our eternal light drama today, The Singing Valley, was written by Morton Wishengrad. The music was composed by Morris Mimorski and conducted by Milton Katims. Featured as the narrator was Virginia Payne. The vocal soloists were Cantor David Putterman and Hadassah Kohler. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Pat. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.